Evangelical Christians in the United States are raising their voices in support of immigration overhaul. Church leaders were largely mute during the earlier contentious debates over how to fix the nation's immigration laws, but now they are speaking out, telling conservative Christians and their friends in Congress that it's okay to embrace compassionate solutions. Here's NPR's John Burnett.
A group calling itself the Evangelical Immigration Table is airing radio ads in certain states in order to soften hearts and hopefully change laws toward the undocumented immigrant.
Christ calls evangelicals to compassion and justice. So please join a growing movement of Christians asking our political leaders for immigration solutions rooted in biblical values.
The spots are airing in Florida, North Carolina, South Carolina, Texas, and Colorado.
And establish a path toward citizenship.
Our state of Colorado elected officials need your prayers and to hear your voice.
The Evangelical Immigration Table has united a startling diversity of religious groups, from the social justice organization Sojourners to the Southern Baptist Convention. One of the leaders of the table is the National Association of Evangelicals. The NAE's Glenn Carey says he's met with members of Congress who are looking for a way forward in the immigration debate.
One of the things they've asked for is for help in giving backup to politicians who are willing to stick their necks out and take some positions that may be a little risky for them. But if they know that there are people back in their home districts who are supporting them, that will give them more confidence.
Traditionally, conservative Christians have opposed pro-immigrant laws, seeing it as a way to extend amnesty to lawbreakers. Great weight is given to the passage in the book of Romans where the Apostle Paul says that believers must submit to the authorities.
We're the problem. Evangelicals are the ones who are standing in the way.
Lisa Sharon Harper was one of the immigration activists who gathered in Washington last week for a rally. She's director of mobilizing at Sojourners. Howard University student Myra Hauser was there from Calvary Baptist Church in Washington, D.C., with a sticker that read, "A Different Kind of Baptist."
People, particularly in evangelical churches, have a very black and white view of morality. And so, you know, people who are immigrating or for whatever reason are seen as kind of lawbreakers and people who have walked away from God, when usually it's quite the opposite.
Recent Pew surveys find that attitudes are changing. Today, 7 in 10 Americans say there should be a way for illegal immigrants to stay in this country if they meet certain requirements. Among white evangelical Christians, a group with typically negative attitudes toward immigrants, 62% now say the undocumented should be allowed to remain here legally. Richard Land, president of the Ethics and Religious Liberty Commission of the Southern Baptist Convention, says the change has come not so much from the top down, but from the bottom up. Land says there are now nearly a 500,000 Hispanic Southern Baptists, and growing, to name just one denomination.
And what happened is they came here to work, we evangelized them, they became Southern Baptist. And so now many, many Southern Baptists can put a human face on this issue. In fact, I issued a challenge several years ago to our pastors. I said, look, if you don't understand this issue, take the pastor of your Iglesia Bautista out to lunch and he'll explain it to you.
Republicans who watched President Obama win a landslide among Hispanic voters in November are anxious to show the burgeoning Latino vote in America that their party has a heart. Alejandro Mendez is National Director for Hispanic Ministries of the Evangelical Free Church. He says he's been working on immigration inside the church for 7 years now, but since the president's reelection, he's been mobbed by Tea Party people and other conservatives, quizzing him on how they can tap the Latino vote. Mendez cautions newcomers to the issue, get to know immigrants.
So for me, the issue is we've got to love these people. They may be doing something wrong, but this is the time when the church needs to step into the gap and share the gospel with them.
Building on its momentum, the Evangelical Immigration Table is calling for a day of prayer and action for immigration reform on Wednesday in Washington to bring together a unified evangelical voice on immigration. John Burnett, NPR News.